大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天要告诉你一个好消息，就是下个月的1月11号，开言英语将会在上海举办开言 Open 粉丝见面会。到时候我和所有的开言主播 Adam、 Spencer、 Lisa、 Connor、 Johnny 都会一起到现场跟你们近距离交流。我们也为大家准备了免费福利票，获取的方式很简单，只要关注开言英语微信公众号和我们的官方微博，查看相关的推文和动态，就有机会免费获得限量福利票了。
Hi guys, 圣诞快乐 Merry Christmas, 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, it's me, Happy Holidays from Spencer here.
Hey guys, ho ho ho, this is Adam.
Hey Adam, how's it going?
Ho ho ho.
那今年圣诞节呢，我们就三个人一起陪大家度过啊。好，那今天我们节目潘奇 Jenny 告诉你呢，我将问一下 Adam 和 Spencer, 他们两个人都是如何庆祝圣诞的，因为我聊了一下发现啊，虽然圣诞有一些 common traditions, 一些共同的传统，但每一个人家里好像也都有自己一些不同的庆祝方式。
That's right. Every household is just a little bit different.
好的，那首先呢，圣诞的祝福，圣诞快乐，当然我们说 Merry Christmas, 但是刚刚 Spencer 也跟大家说了 Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, because, well, there's not just Christmas at this time of year, right?
That's right. We also have Hanukkah.
就是一个犹太的节日啊，光明节。好，但是呢，我们今天还是主要说说圣诞节大家怎么过。诶，其实说到过啊，过圣诞，我们可以用两个英语动词来形容，一个是
celebrate,
庆祝，对吗？那另外一个就是
spend。
是可以问一个人 How do you spend Christmas?
Yep, of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could say like, how did you spend the holidays? And you could say, oh, you know, it was great. Or you could say, oh, it was horrible. You know? Right. But celebrate is usually, yeah, it's kind of like...
比较 happy 的。
Yeah.
Okay, let's celebrate Christmas.
Okay, yes, let's celebrate it.
诶，圣诞节现在中国很多地方12月24号，就这个圣诞夜会有很多人庆祝。所以在美国和在加拿大到底是24号还是25号呢？你们到底过哪一个呀？
都过了。
Yeah, yeah, that question, right? It's some people celebrate in November.
就比较少嘛。
Right, right, but that's the thing. Everybody is different. So maybe you celebrate it on Christmas Day, the 25th. Maybe you celebrate it on Christmas Eve, the 24th.
I might go to one person's house on Christmas Eve and then to another on Christmas Day. So,
right.
You know, kind of depends.
对，我觉得这个是可能比较 common 的，因为很多人家里有不同的亲戚嘛，走亲戚，然后结婚了以后，可能一天要在自己父母家，然后一天要到 in-laws 的家里。
Right.
Yep, that's right. Those awful, awful in-laws.
你又没结婚，所以你不结婚就是你要 avoid
just because of the in-laws. I'm avoiding your in-laws. I don't know them yet, but I'm sure they're horrible.
好，那前面讲到圣诞夜啊， once again, 它的英文是
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve 啊，所以新年那个12月31号叫 New Year's Eve 是吧？
That's right.
Oh, Eve 就是前一天。好，那现在呢，我们就要开始问问 Adam 和 Spencer 他们自己家里的一些Family traditions, 圣诞节的一些传统啊。
Well, let's see. One from my family is, Mom always drinks all the eggnog and then falls asleep under the tree.
你妈妈会喝很多那个。
No, it's a joke. Oh. That's it. Tradition from my family. Oh, man. That's actually kind of hard to think of.
我问一下你们就是圣诞节通常你们家里是什么时候会开始准备？因为总不能 you know, 一天很急急忙忙的吧。
Well, I feel like a couple weeks in advance we would get the tree out and start decorating. What about you, Adam?
Yeah, a couple weeks. I mean, you need to buy the presents and you need to put up the decorations. You can't just have any old meal, it has to be really, really special. So you can polish all of the good silverware, you get out the good china.
The good china.
就像我们过年，中国人过年一样嘛，就是一个很大的一个准备，是一个很大的工程啊。
Yes, that's right. A lot of preparation goes into a good Christmas.
我觉得通常好像十二月一到，很多人就会把圣诞树支起来，然后很多人还会在家里就外面装那种红红绿绿的灯，对吧？
That's right. And one tradition, of course, is going out and picking a Christmas tree.
但我非常后悔，我去年买了一个真的树，它那个叶子一直掉。
That's what happens.
Yeah, the needles will fall.
没有，而且后来我看新闻说 it takes 10 years for a baby tree to grow into like a bigger baby tree.
Really?
对，所以其实不应该买真的树，因为你要砍掉很多小树， they die.
Well, I don't know. You buy a fake one, it's going to end up floating in the Pacific somewhere. So.
不是，但它你好好用的话，可以用几十年啊，塑料树。
You could use it many years. That's true. We used to buy real trees, and then somewhere along the line, my mom bought a fake tree, and then.
对，你就 keep 到现在啊。好，那前面也说啊，圣诞节一个很重要准备工作就是 getting everyone presents.
My favorite part of Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. It's the season for giving.
Yeah, that's right.
但我必须说，我觉得买圣诞礼物是一个 very stressful, 压力很大的事情。首先，像我有小孩，你要给小孩不止买一个礼物啊。小朋友就 very greedy,
yeah,
很贪心，就是爸爸要给他买礼物，妈妈要给他买礼物，然后圣诞老人也要给他买礼物。
Yeah.
那圣诞老人的礼物是谁买的呢？
就是你，
就是妈妈呀。
Are you saying that there's no such thing as Santa Claus?
Oh no, the cat's out of the bag.
But he gave me all the presents, bro. But how can there be no Santa Claus?
没有，其实除了给小朋友买礼物。大人之间送礼也是 It's a huge part of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
像我要给我婆婆送礼物，我公公送礼物，我小姨子送礼物。
Wow, you got it. Yeah, so sometimes, I don't know, it's a little bit better to have a smaller family. You don't have to go out and buy all these presents.
说到这些礼物，就是比较早大家都会买好 and you'll wrap them, 包好。
I'm really bad at wrapping presents. How about you, Adam?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
You're a wrapping aficionado.
It's been a while. I don't wrap. I don't really like to waste the paper. But in my family, what we usually do is we just either save the paper or we save like a bag, a gift bag. And then it's kind of fun because it's the same year. You know, my one aunt will buy my dad a bottle of wine. And then the next year, my dad will buy a bottle of wine and then give it to my aunt.
In the same bag.
Oh, the bag. Yeah. And it's always fun, right? Oh, the bag.
Nice.
We've had this bag since 1988.
其实这让我想到，虽然每个人家里有一些自己不一样的圣诞庆祝方式啊，但是把礼物放在树底下，然后圣诞节当天拆礼物，我觉得可能每家都会，对吧？
That's right. And you can't forget about putting gifts in the stockings as well.
Right.
Stocking stuffers.
The big stuff goes under the tree. We could say the big ticket items.
Yeah.
You know,
the new plasma TV.
The PlayStation, the whatever goes under the tree. Yeah. But yeah, stockings, that's for small things, like candy for kids, maybe...grown-ups, like for me, when I was a teenager, everyone started giving me razor blades.
Oh, nice.
Like I suddenly have this big beard or something.
就送你吉列剃须刀吗？所以其实我觉得外国人也是很 practical 的，也很实用。
I think the stockings are a bit more practical for adults. Again, for kids, it's usually candy.
糖，对。Stockings 就是那种很大的袜子，就里面是放很多很多小礼物。
That's right, yeah.You could put everything in there from candles to soap to candy to cookies.
还有一个圣诞的传统，这两天我们在温哥华的办公室，我就看到很多其他公司的人就会穿的那种稀奇古怪的毛衣，红红绿绿的。
The ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yes.
是吧？所以圣诞节就像我们中国新年，很多人会穿红色或者穿唐装。Christmas 也是啊，就是。圣诞主题的毛衣。
Yeah, that's right. We actually, so speaking of that, there's a lot of people have the ugly Christmas sweater parties.
Ugly 是丑，所以这个 point 是说大家要穿很丑的圣诞节毛衣。
Yeah, exactly. So it's ugly on purpose.
故意的。
对。
我觉得他这个就也不是丑，他就是那种很热闹，红红绿绿，然后就是一幅画。
Wow. Yeah.
But you're wearing it. 好，那我们现在来说说圣诞节还有很重要的一个部分呢，就是吃饭，吃圣诞大餐。
Yeah, that's probably the biggest part of Christmas, right?
The feast.
The feast.
Christmas feast.
Smorgasbord.
你刚说的是
Smorgasbord.
不是英文吧？
Well, I don't know. We say it in English.
Oh, 好，那圣诞大餐 so you can call it 什么 the Christmas feast?
Or just a meal.
Yeah,
meal.
The Christmas meal. You're so simple, Adam.
Well, you know, geez, we don't all have deep pockets as you, Spencer. You can't afford this feast.
哎，圣诞大餐基本上是不是都会吃火鸡啊？
Yeah, that or the Christmas ham. I'd say either or, really.
火鸡或者火腿。嗯、因为火鸡在中国真的很不常见。
Yeah.
许多吃过火鸡的中国人就说、哦、这个肉也太干了吧。
Mm. Yeah, well, it is. It really is a little dry.
Super dry.
Yeah, super dry. You gotta, dump a bunch of gravy on it.
Yeah.
我后来发现火鸡叫 turkey.
Mm-hmm.
我一直觉得很奇怪，土耳其那个国家不也是 Turkey?
It、yeah. is also Turkey.
Yeah, which came first, the country or the bird?
I do know the answer to that, but we're kind of running a bit late on time here. We haven't even talked about the most important part yet.
And what is that, sir?
That is going to see the baby Jesus at church.
baby Jesus.
We're talking about all these presents and Santa Claus. What about the little baby Jesus?
对、yeah. 这才是圣诞、最初的最终的含义嘛、mm. 对吧耶稣降生
It's in the name. It's、yeah. right in the name.
It is in the name. You know.
Christmas Christ.
Yeah,
基督,
but、everyone gets, you know, everyone just forgets about.
Little baby、
presents.
Jesus.
是是是。那再说回火鸡啊。
嗯、
mm.。火鸡的话你们就烤放在烤箱里面。
Yeah, usually.、Unless you're a redneck, you might deep fry that baby.
在家很难弄，谁家有那么大的油炸锅
says who? I got a deep fryer outside.
没有，后来我发现火鸡，因为我婆婆、mm. 她做火鸡就是，她可能烤个几十分钟就要把那个火鸡拿出来，然后把那个汤汁浇在上面，不然就会很干。
Mm. Yeah, so you gotta keep basting the turkey.
叫 basting.、
Mm, basting.、
然后它还有一个很大的像针一样，就像打针，但它会把肉汁放在里面，然后打到那个火鸡的肉里面。
Oh, so she's like injecting the juice、mm. into the bird.
Adam, 有没有觉得很恶心？因为你是素食主义者。
No, it's fine.
脑子里这个景象就觉得很恐怖。
I had a lot of Christmases、as a meat eater, and so I have enjoyed a lot of turkey.
哎，那你成为素食主义者以后，你现在圣诞节都吃什么呢？
I was, for a lot of them, I was in China, so、
oh, okay.
basically just 番茄炒蛋。
那你现在在加拿大啊，你一般就回去过圣诞节的时候
？Well, that's a really good question, which、Not every family really can make a big feast or really needs to make a big feast. So my family now is quite small. We're probably going to go out for dinner.
But 讲到这个 going out for dinner,、mm. 就是北美人我觉得圣诞节基本上都还是在家过,在家吃。
Right. Fortunately,、yeah. we have one group of people who just, you know, they work very hard.And they don't really care about Christmas so much, so they're always an option.
Well, whoever could you be talking about there, Adam?
对，因为北美人在家吃圣诞大餐很大一个原因是基本上饭店都不开门 Nothing is open except for Chinese restaurant.
That's right. Ding, 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 ding.
其实说到圣诞节，吃的东西啊，真的很有特色了。比如说有一种饮料
Eggnog.
这个里面是有酒的吗？还是你也可以做没有酒的
？Well, yeah, you can get it with alcohol or without alcohol.
甜蛋酒，就里面是真的是生鸡蛋，对吧
？Yeah, you got egg and then,
raw egg.
Yeah, raw egg and then a lot of cream, a lot of dairy up in there. Yeah,
真的喝会喝坏肚子吧？我觉得
啊，还好 ，but I mean, if you drink, I don't know,
you don't need like six of them.
Yeah, no, one glass is enough.
That's enough.
Usually, yeah.
Okay,
it's very heavy.
哎，然后还有就是什么姜饼、姜饼屋啦、姜饼人啦
the gingerbread cookies. Yeah, I do like the gingerbread cookies myself.
对，因为后来我才发现原来。北美人也是觉得生姜是会暖胃的，就像我们中医的理念，所以冬天就用生姜放到这种饼干里面。
Yeah, so I guess it'll kind of warm you up a little bit there.
嗯嗯，好，最后要问一下，圣诞节你们有什么传统的电视节目吗
？Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
There we go.
Frosty the Snowman. Yeah, there's the same ones that have been on TV since. 1950.
Yeah.
Every year. So not so much like we have a big special Christmas show.
就不像我们有春晚。
Right. Or even New Year's for us, right? There's always a really big New Year's Eve show. Mm-hmm. But rather, Christmas will always play the same movies and the same episodes of TV shows. So
yeah, that's right.
It's a Wonderful Life.
对对
That is a very old movie, but it's on TV every year.
每年 Christmas 都会放、
right.
那个电影、mm-hmm. 然后我觉得其他就是歌就是各种各样的圣诞歌
Oh yeah.
整个月、
so、
对
That starts in November. That starts right after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, 对
I feel like it starts even before Thanksgiving.
It probably does
you go,
now.
You go to the mall, yeah, you just hear him play
I'm、
Christmas.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
And there you go.
哦、oh, 有一个电视节目我觉得很有特色。
嗯，哪一个节目
我觉得也不能叫它节目它就是在电视上你一开它会有一个木棍子在烧就是家里如果没有壁炉的人
The Fireplace Channel
The U-Log, right?
The U-Log、yeah.
The U-Log、
yeah.
我是觉得这个对、啊、因为它还会有声音就是你烧火的那个、
mm. yeah, the popping、
yeah.
对对对、mm. 很有感觉很有 feel 的、
mm.
那最后问一下 Adam 和 Spencer 你们最喜你们最喜欢的圣诞歌曲是哪一首
Ooh, I don't know, that's a tough one. How about you there?
Yeah, that's, yeah, geez, we couldn't have prepared that a little bit. I mean, I like all of them. I really like the old ones, you know, the old ones being like they're very, very, very religious.、Mm. I also like the ones from the like middle, like 1950s. They're、yeah. all rocking around the Christmas tree.But I also really love Mariah Carey.、Mm. All I Want for Christmas is You. The only problem is now everybody has covered that song.
So,
right, right. So every year you have to hear, you know, now it's someone else's version of All I Want for Christmas
is You.
Is you. Right?
Adam's quite, he's got some pipes on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I don't know, me, Wait, I don't know, you just sing a little bit of Bing Crosby there.
Just like the ones yeah, I used to know.
I'm going with Bing Crosby. Or anything by Frank Sinatra. There we go.
Oh, yeah, he did them all. He covered every
yeah,
single one of them.
Good old Frank Sinatra Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yeah, there we go. Those are my favorite right there.
Yeah, yeah all the ones that talk about home and family yeah, and being warm and together.
Yeah, the classics.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后呢，开言英语也祝大家都有一个愉快、美好、温暖的圣诞节。然后我觉得也代表我们的听众啦，谢谢 Adam 和 Spencer 过去一年非常辛苦的工作。希望你们圣诞节能够好好的陪伴家人，然后好好的休息。
哦、谢谢 Jenny。
Okay, thank you guys. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, guys.